The World English Bible, British edition. Text provided by ebible.org. Audio provided by publicdomainaudiobibles.com. This recording is in the public domain and can be used without restriction. 1 Esdras. Chapter 1. Josias held the Passover in Jerusalem to his Lord, and offered the Passover the 14th day of the first month, having set the priests according to their daily courses, being arrayed in their vestments, in the temple of the Lord. And he spoke to the Levites, the temple servants of Israel, that they should make themselves holy to the Lord, to set the holy ark of the Lord in the house that King Solomon the son of David had built, and said, "You degree shall no more have need to bear it upon your shoulders. Now therefore serve the Lord your God, and minister to his people Israel, and prepare you after your fathers' houses and kindred, according to the writing of David king of Israel, and according to the magnificence of Solomon his son, and standing in the holy place according to the several divisions of the families of you the Levites, who minister in the presence of your kindred the children of Israel, offer the Passover in order, and make ready the sacrifices for your kindred, and keep the Passover according to the commandment of the Lord, which was given to Moses. And to the people which were present Josias gave 30,000 lambs and kids, and 3,000 calves. These things were given of the king's substance, according as he promised, to the people, and to the priests and Levites. And Helkias, and Zacharias, and Esilas, the rulers of the temple, gave to the priests for the Passover 2,600 sheep, and 300 calves. And Jeconias, and Simeas and Nathaniel his brother, and Sabias, and Oculus, and Joram, captains over thousands, gave to the Levites for the Passover 5,000 sheep, and 700 calves. And when these things were done, the priests and Levites, having the unleavened bread, stood in comely order according to the kindred, and according to the several divisions by fathers' houses, before the people, to offer to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses, and thus did they in the morning. And they roasted the Passover with fire, as appertains, and the sacrifices they sod in the brazen vessels and cauldrons with a good savour, and set them before all the people, and afterward they prepared for themselves, and for the priests their kindred, the sons of Aaron. For the priests offered the fat until night, and the Levites prepared for themselves, and for the priests their kindred, the sons of Aaron. The holy singers also, the sons of Asaph, were in their order, according to the appointment of David, to wit, Asaph, Zacharias, and Edinus, who was of the king's retinue. Moreover the gatekeepers were at every gate, none had need to depart from his daily course, for their kindred the Levites prepared for them. Thus were the things that belonged to the sacrifices of the Lord accomplished in that day, in holding the Passover, and offering sacrifices upon the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Josias. So the children of Israel which were present at that time held the Passover, and the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. And such a Passover was not held in Israel since the time of the prophet Samuel. Yes, all the kings of Israel held not such a Passover as Josias, and the priests, and the Levites, and the Jews, held with all Israel that were present in their dwelling place at Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josias was this Passover held. And the works of Josias were upright before his Lord with a heart full of godliness. Moreover the things that came to pass in his days have been written in times past, concerning those that sinned, and did wickedly against the Lord above every people and kingdom, and how they grieved him exceedingly, so that the words of the Lord were confirmed against Israel. Now after all these acts of Josias it came to pass, that Pharaoh the king of Egypt came to raise war at Carchemish upon Euphrates, and Josias went out against him. But the king of Egypt sent to him, saying, "What have I to do with you, O king of Judea? I am not sent out from the Lord God against you, for my war is upon Euphrates, and now the Lord is with me, yes, the Lord is with me hastening me forward, depart from me, and be not against the Lord." However Josias didn't turn back to his chariot, but undertook to fight with him, not regarding the words of the prophet Jeremy spoken by the mouth of the Lord, but joined battle with him in the plain of Megiddo, and the princes came down against King Josias. Then said the king to his servants, "Carry me away out of the battle, for I am very weak." And immediately his servants carried him away out of the army. Then got he up upon his second chariot, and being brought back to Jerusalem he died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his fathers. And in all Jewry they mourned for Josias, and Jeremy the prophet lamented for Josias, and the chief men with the women made lamentation for him, to this day, and this was given out for an ordinance to be done continually in all the nation of Israel. These things are written in the book of the histories of the kings of Judea, and every one of the acts that Josias did, and his glory, and his understanding in the law of the Lord, and the things that he had done before, and the things now recited, are reported in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And the people took Joachaz the son of Josias, and made him king instead of Josias his father, when he was 23 years old. And he reigned in Judah and in Jerusalem 3 months, and then the king of Egypt deposed him from reigning in Jerusalem. And he set a tax upon the people of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt also made King Joachim his brother king of Judea and Jerusalem. And Joachim bound the nobles, but Zerakes his brother he apprehended, and brought him up out of Egypt. 25 years old was Joachim when he began to reign in Judea and Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And against him Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon came up, and bound him with a chain of brass, and carried him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also took of the holy vessels of the Lord, and carried them away, and set them up in his own temple at Babylon. But those things that are reported of him, and of his uncleanness and impiety, are written in the chronicles of the kings. And Joachim his son reigned in his stead, for when he was made king he was 18 years old, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and did that which was evil before the Lord. So after a year Nebuchadnezzar sent and caused him to be brought to Babylon with the holy vessels of the Lord, and made Zedekiah king of Judea and Jerusalem, when he was 21 years old, and he reigned 11 years, and he also did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and cared not for the words that were spoken by Jeremy the prophet from the mouth of the Lord. And after King Nebuchadnezzar had made him to swear by the name of the Lord, he forswore himself, and rebelled, and hardening his neck, and his heart, he transgressed the laws of the Lord, the God of Israel. Moreover the governors of the people and of the priests did many things wickedly, and passed all the pollutions of all nations, and defiled the temple of the Lord, which was sanctified in Jerusalem. And the God of their fathers sent by his messenger to call them back, because he had compassion on them and on his dwelling place. But they mocked his messengers, and in the day when the Lord spoke to them, they scoffed at his prophets, so far forth, that he, being angry with his people for their great ungodliness, commanded to bring up the kings of the Chaldeans against them, who killed the young men with the sword, round about their holy temple, and spared neither young man nor maid, old man nor child, but he delivered all into their hands. And they took all the holy vessels of the Lord, both great and small, with the vessels of the ark of the Lord, and the king's treasures, and carried them away to Babylon. And they burnt the house of the Lord, and brake down the walls of Jerusalem, and burnt the towers thereof with fire, and as for her glorious things, they never ceased till they had brought them all to nothing, and the people that were not slain with the sword he carried to Babylon, and they were servants to him and to his children, till the Persians reigned, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremy, until the land has enjoyed her Sabbaths, the whole time of her desolation shall she keep Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years.